Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
It's another bonus edition of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, Football by Numbers, the greatest players in the NFL's history that wore the number 39 on their jersey, and we'll talk about them in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pigpen. And today we have a special bonus edition of the Football by Numbers, and we will go through the greatest players in NFL history that wore the jersey number 39, and we'll try to come up with a top 10 list for you. And with the number 39s, we have four individuals that the Pro Football Hall of Fame says wore that number, and they are Larry Zonka, Hugh McElhinney, Cal Hubbard, and Clark Hinkle. Now, Clark Hinkle, I could not find anywhere in the annals of the Pro Football Reference or the Pro Football Hall of Fame on their site of finding him in that number or any other research pieces of information I had that he wore number 39, so I don't have anything to discuss about him. But let's go talk about the other ones. You know, Cal Hubbard, we've talked about Cal a couple times, and he wore the number for one season, and he wore that in 1929. His first season with the Green Bay Packers was the only year that he wore the number 39, and Cal played from 1927 all the way to 1936, started off with the New York Giants for two seasons and the Green Bay Packers for the last six seasons of his career. And of course, you know, as we talked about, he was a great tackle and end and defensive end and guard, played just about anywhere on that line, great blocking role, great tackler, great player. And Cal Hubbard is going to be our first player that'll be on our list of our top 10. And our next Hall of Famer we're going to talk about is Hugh McElhinney. And Hugh McElhinney, he was a great one too. He came into the league as a halfback in 1952 with the San Francisco 49ers and retired after the 1964 season as a Detroit Lion. He also played 2 years with Minnesota, one with the Giants near the end of his career. And what great numbers that he had. He had 1,124 rushes, 5,281 yards for 4.7 yards per rush, 38 touchdowns during that time. Just had some great numbers, was a six-time Pro Bowler, and of course has made it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And that is why Hugh McElhinney will be the second player that is in our top 10 of the greatest number 39s that's played in the NFL. And Larry Zonka will be our third player that's going to make it. You know, who could forget the Zonk? What a great running back he was. Played on those great Miami Dolphins teams. Went for a year for the WFL, but had 8,081 yards in his career, 4.3 yards per carry, 64 touchdowns. Came in the league with the Dolphins in 1968. And played all the way to 1979. Doesn't seem like he played that long. And he had 3 years with the New York Giants skipped in there, too. That was because that 1975 season, he played with the Memphis Southmen of the World Football League, like as we said earlier. But mostly, we know him as a Dolphin, that great 72 Dolphin team that went undefeated. Just a fantastic player. Made it to five Pro Bowls. That's why he is our third player on the top 10 greatest number 39s. Now let's talk about some players that are not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as of yet. And how about a defensive back, Ray Crockett? Ray came in as a DB in 1989 with the Detroit Lions and played five seasons there. And then he went to the Denver Broncos for 7 years and then 2 years with Kansas City. And in his career, he had 36 interceptions, three of those returned for touchdowns, 460 return yards, and his tackles were just fantastic. He was part of 870 tackles, 468 of those were solo tackles. Just a phenomenal career. Recovered nine fumbles during his career too. So he was like to be around the ball a little bit with those 36 interceptions, nine fumble recoveries. We're the number 39 his entire career in the NFL. And I think we're going to take a look at him again near the end here. I think he probably has some good enough numbers to make it, but we'll make sure as we come back to him. But another DB we want to talk about is Carl Lee. And Carl was a defensive back that came in 1983 with the Minnesota Vikings and played there for 11 seasons and then one final season with the New Orleans Saints. And he was just another ball-hawking safety most of the time. 31 interceptions, two return for touchdowns, 352 yards. And his tackles, 803 tackles he had, 28 of those being solo. But he got in on a lot of combo tackles there. So he's another one, wore the number 39 his entire career, all 12 seasons. And another guy that I think we will come back and take another look at and see what he has at the end. I want to talk about a running back, though, Steven Jackson. Now, who could forget about Steven Jackson? Came in with the St. Louis Rams and played there for 9 years, then 2 years with Atlanta, one final year with the New England Patriots. 2004 is his first year with St. Louis, and 2015 he played with the New England Patriots. In his career, he had 11,438 yards rushing, 69 touchdowns, 4.1 yards per carry. Just fantastic numbers. Like I told you, anytime you have a back that goes over like the 8,000, 9,000 yard mark, that is somebody special. He went over 11,400 yards, and that's why Steven Jackson will be our fourth player that we're going to put on the list here early, because he was just truly a great running back and a legend in the NFL. All right, let's talk about another running back that wore the number 39 for 10 seasons in the NFL. Sam Bam Cunningham played from 1973, came in with the Patriots, all the way to 1982. All of them wearing 39 with the New England Patriots. Did miss a season under a contract dispute in 1980, but the rest of those seasons, he had a real thriving career. Had 5,453 yards, 3.9 yards per carry, 43 touchdowns. That's something substantial there. And he was a Pro Bowler in one of his seasons, which was the 1978 season with the Patriots. Remember, those weren't real good Patriots teams, but Sam Cunningham was definitely a special back for them. And Sam, I think we will come back and talk about again near the end here. How about another defensive back, Kermit Alexander, wore the number 39 for 11 seasons. He came in 1963 as part of the San Francisco 49ers franchise, played there for 7 years, went 2 years with the Philadelphia Eagles, 2 years with the LA Rams, retired after the 1973 season as part of the Eagles. And he had 43 interceptions, 668 return yards, three touchdowns off there. Made the Pro Bowl in the 1968 season with the 49ers. And he was another special player. 43 picks. A lot of those were they were all in the NFL. So that is something pretty special. We're going to take a look at that because that's some pretty good numbers to talk about. And another defensive back we want to talk about is Darren Perry. And Darren Perry played from 1992, came in with the Pittsburgh Steelers, played with them all the way to 1998, and in his final season in the year 2000, played with New Orleans Saints. So 7 years with Pittsburgh, one with the Saints. And he was a free safety, had 35 interceptions, 577 return yards, one touchdown. Another great defensive back that I think we want to come back and talk about a little bit here at the end. But I do want to talk about Brett Maxey, another defensive back. He had 23 interceptions, 300 return yards, 3 touchdowns, came in 1985 with New Orleans and played all the way to 1997, had some stops in Carolina, Atlanta, and San Francisco along the way, but 9 of those years he had were with the Saints, and he wore that 39 for quite a long time, period of time in there. As a matter of fact, he wore it for 12 seasons, Brett Maxey. And he's under consideration. I'm not sure if his numbers are going to be strong enough to make it into our top 10. Brandon Carr is another defensive back we want to talk about. He had 21 interceptions in his career, wore that number 39 for double-digit seasons, 367 return yards off those 21 picks, 2 touchdowns, came in with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2008, played there for 4 seasons, then went to the Dallas Cowboys for 6 years, and played his last 3 years with Baltimore. And I'm sorry, he did play one final year with Dallas. He went out in 2020. It was the Dallas Cowboys. But he wore a significant amount of his playing career with that number 39 on him. And he's another one that we'll probably want to come back and take a look at the end to see if he will make it on her. But Mike Pryor is another defensive back we want to talk about. He had 35 interceptions, 440 yards, and a touchdown. He came in 1985 with Tampa Bay and then bounced over to Indianapolis Colts and played there for 6 years. And then his final 6 years was with the Green Bay Packers. And he ended up at 35 interceptions, 440 yards, 1 touchdown off of those interceptions. Pretty good numbers there for Mike Pryor. And I think we're going to take a look at him at the end here, too. But another player we want to look at is Leonard Thompson, who played wide receiver and halfback in the league, wore that number 39 his entire career, played with the Detroit Lions from 1975 to 1986. Real long career. He ended up having 4,682 yards, 35 touchdowns, off of 277 receptions. Not bad. And in rushing, he ended up having 327 yards and doesn't look like he scored any three touchdowns off of those on his rushes. So probably some end arounds and things like that. Good player. Not sure that he's going to stack up against our other players here. How about Harry Hamilton, a defensive back? 23 interceptions, 300 yards off of those. 1984, came in with the New York Jets, played there for 4 years. Final 4 years as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And, good solid numbers. All 8 of those years, he wore the number 39. Probably not going to have good enough numbers to make our top 10, though. Jim Hill's another defensive back, 19 interceptions in his career, 292 yards, 1 touchdown. Came in 1969 with the San Diego Chargers, 3 years there, 3 years with the Green Bay Packers, 1 final season 1975 with the Cleveland Browns. Wore the 39 for most of his career, and probably not good enough numbers for him either. And then Fast Willie Parker, the Pittsburgh Steelers running back that had that longest touchdown in Super Bowl history, a 75-yarder, if you remember. And he was a great back. It was against the Seattle Seahawks. I think that Super Bowl was in Super Bowl 40. And he had 24 touchdowns in his career, 5,378 yards off 1,253 rushes. Of course, played with the Steelers from 2004 to 2009. And he was a speed demon. When he caught a little bit of daylight, he was running for a long time. And not sure if his numbers will be good enough, but maybe we'll put him under some consideration here. And I think maybe it's time for us to go and deliberate. We've got quite a few people here that we're talking about. And so we already have 4 in our top 10. Cal Hubbard, Hugh McElhaney, Larry Zonka, Hall of Famers, Steven Jackson, running back. We put him as number 4. And I think I'm going to go ahead and put Kermit Alexander as our 5th player on that list, and Ray Crockett as our 6th. And Darren Perry as our 7th, because those are all really good numbers that they had. Mike Pryor as our 8th. And then we got to choose 2 more. And I think Sam Cunningham is definitely a candidate to be on there. And looking at our other choices between Carl Lee, we said to look at Brandon Carr and Willie Parker. I think I'm going to go with Parker because of that 75-yard touchdown, historic run in a Super Bowl, longest one, I believe it still stands. And that will be our top 10. So Cal Hubbard, Hugh McElhaney, Larry Zonka, Ray Crockett, Steven Jackson, Kermit Alexander, Sam Cunningham, Darren Perry, Mike Pryor, and Willie Parker. Those are our top 10 greatest number 39s in NFL history so far. And we're glad that you joined us today. And we hope that you will join us for our next edition of Football by Numbers. We're going to go into the 40s here, and we have some great people to help us with the number 40s coming up, so we're excited to be able to talk to them. So make sure you tune in to the near future for the next Football by Numbers Pigskin Daily History Dispatch bonus edition. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Arnie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.